Okay, we will now review Brachos Dav Vav. On the very top of Dav Vav Mamun Aleph, the Gemara tells us all about Mazikin, how these Mazikin, these demons, are all around us, and there are ways to see them if you want to see them. There are ways to tell if they're present by putting certain ashes around your bed and looking for chicken footprints in those ashes, but it's not healthy to see them. One of the Amoraim saw them and required a refuah for seeing them, and a lot of unexplained occurrences in this world, says the Gemara, like clothing of Talmidei Chacham who sit and learn all day and don't do any work in their clothing being worn out, and other such occurrences, feeling crowded when there isn't really a crowd, is all a result of the presence of these mazikin. The Gemara then goes on to tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in shul, according to the Shechina, the presence of the Shechina is there in a Beis HaKnesses, and then it goes on to tell us, not only is the presence of the Shechina in a Beis HaKnesses, presence of the Shechina is there whenever there's a minyan, and the presence of the Shechina is there whenever there's three people sitting in din, and the presence of the Shechina is there even when there's two people learning. And not only that, even when there's only one person learning. So the Gemara just asks, okay, so what's the maila of two people over one person? If the Shekhinah is there when there's even one person, so why do I need the two and the three and din and the ten? So the Gemara explains that when it comes to one person learning, nothing gets written down. Two people learning, the Shekhinah is there and he's taking notes. With three people, I would have had a havamina that din doesn't count as Torah, that it's just shalom. And with ten people, the Shekhinah is there before anybody else even sits down. Whereas by three people, you have to sit down and then the Shekhinah gets there. Then the Gemara talks about a Kodesh Baruch Hu's tefillin, that just like in our tefillin, we say Shema Yisrael Hashem and we highlight the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin highlights the great praise of Klal Yisrael, Mika Amcha Yisrael, and then the Gemara identifies the other parshios of Hashem's tefillin as well. On Dav Vav and Beis, the Gemara tells us that there is no excuse to do a Dvar HaRashos rather than going to shul. For a Dvar Mitzvah, good, so then that's fine. But to do a Dvar Rishus, it shows a lack of bitachon in Hashem. When a person goes and does a Dvar Rishus before he goes to shul, you always go to shul first. You take care of davening first. And then throughout the rest of the Amud, the Gemara quotes six different statements of Rabbi Chelbo, Amar Rav Huna, and a few other comments interspersed in between. Statement number one was Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Amar Rav Huna, that anyone who's koveya makom for his tefillah is considered that the God of Abraham, the God of Avram, helps him, and he's an anav, and he's a chassid, and he's the Talmud of Avram Avinu. It's a really great thing to be Kaveh HaMakom L'Tfilah. Second statement of Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna, that a person should never run out of shul, but you should always run to shul. Don't run on your way out, you run to shul. The Gemara even tells us, in that context, that it's great to run to shul on Shabbos. That's the one time you're allowed to run on Shabbos, you're allowed to run to shul. One of the Amoraim thought that it was Chul Shabbos at first, when he saw the Rabban running to shul, then he realized that it's a great mitzvah to do so. And the Gemara tells us, with the great, that is the schar of shul, is the running. Igra de pirka ra'ata, is the running to the shul. That's the schar of running to a shir. And the Gemara tells us what the great schar, what the great rewards are for learning, for fasting, by fasting it's to give tzedakah, for a wedding it's to say nice words, for a hesped it's to get people to cry, for a beis hakvaros it's to be quiet, what the key schar is for each of those things. Then the Gemara tells us that a person should not daven behind the shul, and if he's going to daven behind the shul, he has to face toward the shul. If he faces toward the shul, it's okay. And the story of the man who davened behind the shul did not face toward the shul, and Eliyahu HaNavi killed the person. And then the Gemara goes on to tell us, someone who relies on other people, he has a different face. His face turns into like a krum, which is some type of a bird that changes colors. It's not a good thing to have to rely on other people. The Gemara says not only that, it's as if he's nidon be'eshu b'mayim, as if he's being judged with fire and water. All the worst, terrible yisurin when a person has to rely on other people for support. Then the Gemara moves on to the third statement of Amar Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna, that a person should always be very careful about tefillas mincha, because tefillas mincha has a special power to it. Eliyahu HaNavi b'Har HaKarmel, when he davened, was only answered at tefillas mincha. Then the Gemara says, yeah, but other Amoraim said, you know, Mariv has a special power, and Chakras also has a special power. So all of these tefillos are very important tefillos. Fourth statement of Amar Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna, that anyone who's nana from a Sudas Chasan and doesn't go out of his way to be Mesameach v'chasan is in violation of all five kolos, Kol Sasan, Kol Simcha, Kol Chasan, Kol Kala, Kol Om, Radu As Hashem, Tzvakos. So, but someone who is Mesameach v'chasan is going to be Zocha to wonderful things. If someone enjoys a Sudas Chasan and is Mesameach him, he'll be Zocha to Torah, it's Ki'ilu he brought a Karban Toda, Ki'ilu he rebuilt one of the Churvos of Yerushalayim, all sorts of of wonderful things that we say about him. The Gemara then has the fifth statement of Amar Rabbi Chalva Amar Rav Huna, that anyone who has Yira Shamayim, his words are going to be heard, and it's mamish ki'ilu, the world revolves around him, that the rest of the world is there just to provide company for this fellow who has Yira Shamayim. That's how important it is to have Yira Shamayim. And the final statement of Amar Rabbi Chalva Amar Rav Huna, anyone who knows that someone else gives him shalom, you should always try to give shalom to other people first. And if someone gives you shalom and you have the chutzpah not to answer back, it's ki'ilu you're gozel from him. It's as if you are stealing from him, like stealing from an ani who has nothing that you can steal other than his dignity. And when you don't respond to someone who responds to you, that's as if you are stealing from him. That is the quick review of Brachos Daf Vav.